Live from the Lavell Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Larry McCarron's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, David Bonfiara and Brian Bulaga! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you. Hello and welcome. Tonight, we make history on Packers Live. And for such a momentous occasion, of course, we have an ode. Thank you. It's entitled, Ode to Making History on Packers Live. Goes something like this. Some would call it a twofer, others a double bubble. Whatever you want to call it, make more room in the huddle. If one guest is good, two guests are better. They're both on the O-line, but not next to J.C. Treader. That's a hint. That's a hint. We're talking Bakhtiari and Bulaga, the B&B boys. So put your hands together and make a lot of noise. Ladies and gentlemen, please give them a warm Packers Live welcome to David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga. For you guys, we had a delay of game penalty coming in there. Did they holler at you?
They didn't let us know what was going on.
We just do what we're told.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for making history here on Packers Live and appearing together. Yeah. The game in Atlanta. I want to talk about that just for a moment in a broad stroke kind of way. And that, okay, you guys played and fought like mad, ended up one play away, really. But at the end of the football day, losing kind of stinks, doesn't it? I had a lot of experience with that, but it just stinks, doesn't it, David?
Definitely not as good as winning. So,
real good statement.
Look, man.
No, I mean, it's tough to play a game like that where two teams are out there and, I mean, two good football teams and you're on the road and you just come up short, barely. You know, those are games that we have to pull out and win. So we'll learn from it, move on, and improve.
Brian, David, of course, the extenuating circumstance, and it has been for several weeks now, is all the injuries you guys got. That's a fact of life. But at the same time, it doesn't change your job, does it?
No, I mean, status quo for us. In 2013, we had a lot of injuries. Injury happened actually at quarterback, too. So it doesn't matter who's back there. We have... When called upon, we have to pass protect, you know, keep people off him in the run game, open holes, and let the running back do his job.
Speaking of which, there's an outfit called Pro Football Focus that grades every player in the league on every play in every game. Sitting with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are two of the Packers' three top offensive graders from the Falcon game. And, Brian, I'll start with you. There is real difficulty in playing well in that kind of environment. It's a dome, it's noisy, and you guys in particular, at tackle, looking in, and we're looking at you, looking inside, you guys got to watch the ball snap and then get yourself resituated into a pass set and be an effective blocker. Pretty difficult, Brian?
It is. The way Dave and I, we've kind of developed a technique over the years in how we get out and silent count. And
it's no. He developed it, so you take full credit for that. I stole it from you.
Yeah. It was something that we just kind of started in Seattle back in 2014.
Yeah.
Ever since 2 years ago, we've had a really good plan on the road, and we go out and we're able to you know, get our set and get in a good position so that we can pass block or pass off games really well, and it's been really good for us.
David, is it a secret you care to divulge to our viewing audience?
It's not a secret. I mean, you look at us, our heads are – I'm staring at Aaron's leg and looking at JC, and the biggest thing, at least, that I've learned at playing tackle is getting off the ball is critical to winning a block. Anytime you're late, you put yourself at a big disadvantage. So for me, I'll sacrifice not looking at any pre-snap or what he's doing or what's going on, and kind of actually through the years of 2 years, it's been so comfortable. I've actually been really relaxed. Crowd noise is like not even a factor. It doesn't even bother me. No, not at all. So from the technique, I got to thank Brian for it, because I appreciate you. Yeah.
You got to come up with something good in 7 years. So.
Brian, with the injuries at running back in particular, you guys have kind of changed, reinvented your offense to some extent, and you're throwing early, you're throwing often, and as an offensive lineman, I don't know if that's terribly great news, but you guys have dealt with it pretty well, real well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, the guys that we have available and that, you know, are dressing on Sundays, you know, that's who we're going with, and we're rolling with it, and we're out there to put up points. So, you know, I've been really proud of the way, you know, us as a unit, we've played and kind of handled the line of scrimmage and give Aaron time and, you know, let the guys on the outside make plays. So I've been really happy with that. It's been fun to watch when we watch tape. So obviously there's things we can improve on, but I think it's been good so far.
Brian mentioned the word proud, and I want to show you a little clip that says a ton about the pride on this offensive line. And there is David on the left side, Brian on the right. And watch this pocket for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, if that is not textbook, that is something else. And David, could you talk about the pride you guys take in keeping Aaron clean?
Immense pride. It's a hard job. Few are, you know, called upon, but, you know, we step to the plate. It's almost exciting. As much as it puts a lot of stress on all five of us, it's a challenge every week, and when we can come in and step up to the plate and continue to deliver game after game, we're building something really good among the offensive line from tackle to tackle. So on that end, I'm just really proud to be a part of this unit, and I'm proud to give that to this organization.
Part of that pride from an observer's point of view is finishing, what I call finishing. I think Joe Witt, the secondary coach, would call it plastering. Like, if this quarterback scrambles, you get on your man, you stay there. Will you guys do the same thing in an offensive line sense? There is Brian knocking one guy down, then you go inside to David, and he's knocking the other guy. Those two soldiers down right there, it kind of helps the quarterback, though. Now, Brian, could you talk about the finishing aspect of your guys' job?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in our room, we kind of have a saying, no time clock for Aaron. That means, you know, as long as he needs back there, you know, we're going to try to finish to make sure he has a no time clock. He can hold on to that ball as long as he needs, and that's just kind of the way we operate in our room and kind of our thought process. So playing until, you know, that ball's thrown, and regardless of what position you're in, or, you know, if you're in a compromised position with your guy and he's kind of, you know, moving you back to Aaron, it's just kind of, you know, putting an anchor down and starting to drive him out of the way so Aaron can do what Aaron does best, and that's climb up in the pocket and get out and make throws. So just kind of something that we've developed as an offensive line, you know, over the years, and it's kind of something that's really you're starting to see this year a bunch.
David, a lot of quarterbacks scramble, but they're scrambling for their lives. When Aaron scrambles, it seems to me he is scrambling because he wants to. He sees something downfield, wide open spaces. That's when he takes off and runs. It's not by necessity.
I mean, the best thing about Aaron is he's probably the only quarterback that can make a throw in the pocket just as well as he can on the run, rolling right or left. So when you have someone that's as special as that to extend a play, it puts stress on us. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, you got to think about the secondary, how much stress they have to guard Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Ty Montgomery, Devontae Adams for 3-plus seconds. So it's just kind of who's going to falter first, and, you know, on our end, we're betting on the other guys to falter first. So,
doing a good job of it, too. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Steve. Yeah. Thank you, Third and Short. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph. Hey, got timeout, guys. Timeout, guys. We've got to explain the drill first, okay? Here's the deal, Steve Areno.
Okay.
If you can execute the football skill Coach Bakhtiari and Coach Balaga are about to coach you up on, you will earn their respective autographs, and we actually have two balls and two dry marks.
Okay.
Does that sound good? All right. Wonderful, Steve.
Sounds wonderful.
Gentlemen, coaches, what are we going to learn?
What we do best. Kick set.
And hand placement and punching. So it's kind of the most important thing in pass blocking.
For this team, for sure. All right. So kicks up. So where do you get in your stance? So I said four. Right foot forward. Drop your left foot back. Hip square to the line of scrimmage. And then sink.
Can you smile?
No.
Are you supposed to smile? Is that?
No, I don't think so. Look me.
And then on set hut,
okay.
Drop your foot back, slide your front foot.
Okay.
Drop your back foot back, slide your front foot.
Yes.
And then
like we talked about, that short 6-inch punch inside the frame and control your guy. So we're going to do it all in one step. I'll be the defender. You be like Dave at left tackle.
I'll be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Don't knock me through the screen.
I won't. You're going to, I mean, with that technique, there's no way.
I'll be the official.
All right. Okay. It's on you.
Ready?
Yep. Yeah. Boom.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
And with a great 6-inch punch. It's perfect. Almost knocked me back. I mean, off the stage.
Coach Bakhtiari, Coach Balaga, did Steve execute your football skill?
Thank
perfect.
You.
All the time
wonderful, Steve. Head over there and get their autographs. And while Steve's getting his autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time for the often imitated, never duplicated, In the Huddle. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. It is time for the one, the only, In the Huddle.
In the Huddle. Woo!
In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play or plays with the player or players who made them. You guys ready?
I am.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. First guy up is Brian Balaga. And Brian, on this particular play against the Bears, and folks, what happens with offensive linemen? A lot of your best work goes unnoticed because if it's not connected to a big play, people just don't notice. But sometimes really cool stuff happens when it's just a couple yard gain. This is one of those plays. And Brian, this particular play, what's your assignment?
My assignment really is that I'm going to be combo blocking with TJ up to number 50 is really the responsibility.
Kind of like this?
Yes.
Feel free to draw, guys.
Yeah, that's the responsibility. But on the snap of the ball in 97, I guess not as good with the screen as you. You know, decides that he wants to crash down, you know, inside the B gap. So it's my responsibility to take him and just try to create a little bit of room for rip there.
It's anybody's game right here.
Yeah,
it's a moment of truth. And folks, watch Brian Balaga's version of truth. Watch this. This is a real deal player he's going against. Boom. Do you see that? Let's run that back again. David, what do you think of the finish there, buddy?
I don't even know if I can get the right words, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Folks, do you see that? That guy was put in reverse, and he's out in left field, for heaven's sake. Very well done, Brian Balaga. Let's have a round for applause for Brian.
Oh, thanks. You're up.
And then we'll finish up that play and move on to one of my favorites from David Bakhtiari. Now, David, on this particular play, what's your assignment?
I'm combo blocking right here with the tight end going up on this play. I think the ball is actually supposed to more or less go inside me. I think his aiming points in my butt.
Okay.
But
let's see how this develops. And here comes David on his combo block, and then you take over. the down linemen totally, just the way they reacted to it, correct? And you can see that going, okay, we got that thing going. And once again, there's blocking people and there's dominating people. And so what's going through your head right now, David?
Right now, I'm like, I got a great block with Richard. We captured the aiming point, and I was able to seal it off. Now I'm fighting a second and third reaction because I know the ball's going outside me. And then from here, it's just
now it's
taking
time
care.
It turns into domination, right?
Yeah.
It's like, let's embarrass the dude when he watches this on film. Look at that. Did you guys see where he got launched right there? That's pretty cool, isn't it? David, Brian, very well done. Thank you for playing in the huddle. Coming up, we'll have questions for Brian and David from our lively audience here at the Legends Club. Hyped up the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Brian Balaga, David Bakhtiari, our very special guest tonight, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Missy.
And Missy, your question, and for who it's for.
Okay, it's for both of you. And have you guys ever played a trick on each other or a joke or anything? And if so, who won or who was more funny?
First of all, Brian, could you introduce us to your new guest?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if he would sit still. This is my son, Declan.
Declan.
You know, he's been wanting to come up here, but I think Dave kind of just bugs me every day.
I'm Declan for him at work.
Yeah, so
that makes any sense.
I think Dave just kind of, you know, every day it's something new for Dave and me. So it's, you know, I can't really say it's one particular moment, but every day with Dave is a new adventure. Let's put it that way.
Well, David, you guys actually locker right next door to each other, don't you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How does that work out?
It's good. I wouldn't say there's one main joke or one main prank. There's a lot of little ones. I like to make sure Brian's having fun at work or ripping his hair out. And it helps me get through my day. So it's a win-win on both ends, or if it's a lose-win, one of us is winning. That's the most important thing.
All right, next up we have
David,
what's your question?
Questions for David. David, you know I'm a big fan. Since University of Colorado days, been following David here. Question is, since you've been here in Green Bay for a number of years, so what's your favorite non-football activity?
My favorite non-football activity in Green Bay. I don't really do much. I just kind of, so busy with work all the time. I usually just do all the little things at work, and then by the time I'm done with that, I usually have some kind of physical therapist, something else I'm doing outside of work, and then next thing I know, it's bedtime, and then repeat.
Next up we have?
Donna. From
is that Donna or Donald?
Donald.
Oh, Donald, okay. And what's Donald's your question, Donald?
My question is for both of them. Who would you say is the toughest opponent to block against?
Only on Packers Live. really, okay. Toughest opponent to block against.
One of the toughest guys I've ever blocked, he's on our team right now, was when Julius Peppers was in Chicago and I had to block him twice a year. I mean, he's a good football player.
I can't choose one, I'm sorry. I can't give you a straight answer. They're all, Brian had said it best, they're all so good, week in and week out, each one presents a different challenge.
All right, thank you guys, that's all we have time for. But, Frank, what was your favorite question and what parting gift does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was David, number two, and he gets his T-shirt. I'm green and gold till I'm dead and cold. And these fabulous earmuffs. What?
Like I said before, only on Packers Live. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. Stay with us. Thank you. Thank you, Short. And we are back one more time. Gentlemen, I'm sorry to say we are out of time, but thank you so much for making history on Packers Live. Continue success.
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.